This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web's hit music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. Her name is Mia B, and she has a brand new song called Insanity that we're going to hear in just a little bit. But first, Malia, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell us all about this brand new song called Insanity. I heard it. It's pretty cool. But tell the listeners who haven't heard it yet.
So my name is Mila, and I've been into music since I was a young girl. The song Insanity came about in the studio. Pretty much wanted to do something new, and the producer was like, hey, just freestyle, think about something that makes me feel intense, like, because I conveyed where I felt the beat would take me. Mm-hmm. And I just went for it. So like, that was the first time that I actually like freestyled on a beat, because normally I'll take time to myself, like away from everyone, and I'll play over and over, and I'll write and write and write, and then I'll go to the studio. So it was pretty cool to work with someone where I could kind of just free flow and then like take that and write from that. So this song is called Insanity, and it's pretty much a song that anyone can relate to, I think, if they've been in a bad relationship, mm-hmm. if they've gone to war. Part of the inspiration was just, it was 2020, and yeah. We're obviously kind of stuck. we all couldn't go anywhere.
And, just a tad.
Yeah, you know, and that really sucks, especially for people who don't have like serious trauma in their life, which is pretty normal. It's tough to be stuck somewhere, mm-hmm. and not have an outlet, because everyone got used to being social and on the go, and life was moving fast. But at the same time, even when life was moving fast before the pandemic, we all still had our own trials and tribulations, and a lot of people's maybe a relationship, or maybe things like with the government, kind of came like to a full culmination.
Yeah.
By 2020, so I just needed an outlet, and I needed to release, and I felt like a lot of anger during this time, and you know, pretty much like virtually cut off from the world, because we had these shutdowns like mm-hmm. internationally, and I found my solace going to the studio, which would even go through different engineers due to COVID. So
I think it's interesting that, you know, this was done during the pandemic too, because looking at the music video, you know, you were in a ton of different places in the music video. You know, you went outside, you were like at waterfalls in different locations filming the video. Was that all during 2020 as well? Or was that, you know, right after the pandemic kind of started slowing down a little bit?
So I actually was recording a lot of songs that I had written prior to 2020 and in 2020 and all through 2021 as well. I kind of like dabbled into making some videos, but I didn't release any music video until 2022. So this was the third video that I did, and I shot it in like within two different weekends in like North Florida, like not even Central Florida. So a lot of the B-roll that you saw that was like with motorcycles, that was Daytona Beach Bike Week. And I think it was so awesome. I love that. Like, I'm so American.
And they just let you just come through like at night, just like, you know, showing off your stuff, just like, right,
nobody, you know. Nobody let me come through. I just came through.
That's always the best way to shoot when you're shooting a music video. Just do it and just don't tell anyone.
I have a friend, right? And if you know about like, you know, behind the scenes and cameras and stuff, mm-hmm. it's like cameramen love to have like a gimbal and like all these fancy things to hold the camera steady. But my friend is a photographer, and he told me, hey, I'm going to be here. I might come down to South Florida, because I'm based in South Florida. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if I'm in Daytona Beach, like with some of my buddies, like if you want to come. And I was like, yes. Like, are you serious? Can I? Yeah, I'll come. Like, then all I had to hear is you're going to be safe with a group of people, primarily men, and it's all good. Like, my friend was in the military, so all of that was like, straight shooter. Like he had it perfectly. And that was just the B-roll. That was like all the bike week and the jacuzzi scenes. I like to collaborate, and I like artists who know what they're doing. So then we can kind of just feed off of each other. I really appreciate that dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, you've released a few songs actually, you know, during the pandemic. What was this kind of like? Was this sort of like a therapy for you in a sense? You know, during the time of everybody just kind of locked in their own houses.
Yeah, it definitely was. It's also something that I've been doing for a while, and I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't know who to contact. I didn't want to participate in any contest. I just wanted to find a studio and record and find the right vocal coach to repair any damage I obviously did since my teenage years and just go. Like it was something in me that said, if you don't do this, it's going to like eat you alive.
Yeah. I feel like it was a good time for people to just kind of explore and figure out what they wanted to do in their career. And especially in the music industry too, like, you know, where they had, everybody can just do anything they want from home now anyway. So it's like, you know, just jumping onto a computer and getting ready to record something. I feel like that was such an advantage for you as an artist too.
Thank you. And I agree. I really feel like people had a wake up call, just, you know, like what's my true calling in life. And I personally just didn't want to wake up every day feeling like I couldn't do anything.
That makes sense, you know. And but you know what? But you were able to make some stuff out of there again, like the song Insanity. And then also obviously Sounds Like a Melody. Tell us a little about that song, you know, that came out this February. But tell us a little about what that one really means to you.
So just before we go on, Insanity, I obviously wrote that. Sounds Like a Melody is one of my favorite songs by Alphaville. Ah, okay. And I remember the first time that I heard it, which was, I was actually hanging out with a friend of mine during the pandemic, and I heard this song and I hadn't heard it before. And I knew of Alphaville, but I'm obviously like from a younger generation. And I was just like, wow, this really touches me. It's so dramatic. And I'm one of those people who really love like old Hollywood and, you know, I would watch the Turner Classic Movie Channel on repeat as a little girl. I can definitely say that I appreciate the movies of yesteryear.
Because, well, that's a relief because I don't feel like many people our age.
I love it. They're so sexy and they're so provocative. Like, like if you really look at it now.
What's your favorite movie?
One of my favorite movies of Gone with the Wind. Another one is Carmen Jones, which is an Oscar. Otto Preminger, what's the hammer sign? Otto Preminger movie with a famous all African American cast, you know, and it was just gorgeous how they, and because I love opera as well. So they took the original opera written by a French composer, Carmen, and did this like, what was it, like the 1950s?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, it's sexy, it's hot, it's provocative. Like, it's a story that will never get old. It happens all the time.
I'm surprised you didn't say Casablanca as like your top hit, because that movie is just filled with romance.
I like Casablanca. I love a lot of these movies, you know. But I'm just saying, like, speaking even from a musical standpoint, you think about Frank Sinatra and George Gershwin, like who's a composer, and Sammy Davis Jr., and all these other people, Lena Horne, Etta Fitzgerald, like, I don't want to forget them. No. And I'm born in the early 90s, and I still feel like this is a part of history where all the biggest artists today, they still look back on these people. And I just feel like it's like their legacy is being kept alive when you know, like, this is my inspiration. Like, they had so much soul. They had so much expression. And I don't want to lose that when I make my own art.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, too, because, you know, you have to take inspiration from those who came before you. And I mean, especially Frank Sinatra is just, you know, just him in general, what a king, you know? And also too, you know, like, and then like Sammy Davis and all these other blues artists too are just incredible at the same time. But going back to your music, you know, how do you kind of relate that to that old time? Like your new, like another song too, you just released, which was Last Good Day of the Year.
So these Sounds Like a Melody and Last Good Day of the Year is all from like an old, I think it was 20, 30 years ago. So this music's still using a lot of jazz and it's just so deep. Like these songs just hit me hard, like in my soul, to be honest.
I love it. And that's a good thing because, you know, you want to relate back to that old time.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the time. It was the feeling. It was whatever happened in that moment. And I heard that song, and it just moved me so much. I felt it. I wanted to sing it the best that I could.
So now tell me a little bit about Insanity, how that kind of relates back to that older time music.
Well, a lot of it, that vibe is just myself. So I felt like part of it was just me being myself, but relating to the past. And I always said that if I didn't want to be a rock star, I probably would have joined the military, because I just feel that in the middle of so much chaos, I can find myself calm. I actually worked in hospitality, and I had a manager that was so upset because everyone moves with a sense of urgency and I didn't. But I still got, like, I got everything done that I had to get done. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, well, I'm not going to run around with, like, a chicken with my head cut off if I already figured it out.
Honestly, the best way to live, you know, don't rush if you don't need to.
No, what's not at
point?
All.
What's the point of freaking out when you don't need to freak out?
No, I don't know. And no one wants to talk to me after I freak out. So it's all good.
Well, before we get to your song Insanity, which we're going to hear on the air in just a few minutes, what are some hidden gems that we should be listening out for when we're listening to it?
Okay, so you asked me about the past, and if you know about old movies, you know a lot of it was based in wartime. So I recorded this in March, this video, but I had finished the song beforehand. I finished writing it beforehand. So there was no way for me to tell, like, there was going to be a new war or anything. But I was already calling it my war song because I like to read a lot of history from World War II. And I just felt like everything that I had experienced in my own personal life made me feel like I was constantly in a battlefield. Even when I was trying to avoid certain situations, some things were really out of my control, and I didn't know then how to just like take a bow. I would like fight for things, or I would ask people, do you really want to fight with me? I mean does it have to be like this? So Insanity really is like about war. Like, some people have a war in their mind, some people have a war in a relationship, some people are literally living in war zones, and it is insane. No matter what people say about war, it means nothing to me. And I personally experienced terrorism in 2015. I was in Paris, and from my experience there, that was insane. I'm really lucky that I decided not to go somewhere which would have put me right in the crossfire, and I instead like left the area. But it was really unfortunate. Like, it changed me. It made me look at the world differently, and I was like, wow, I'm from America. Like, I'm from Florida. There's guns everywhere, but I'm in Paris. Like, this is different. I'm not home anymore.
Wow. Well, Mila B., thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything. But before you go, where can people check out your music?
So you can check me out on Spotify, Apple Music. I'm on YouTube. Just search Mila B, M-I-L-A-B-E-A. And you can also find me on Instagram, Mila B Music.
Well, Mila, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with the career. But right now, you're going to hear from Mila B. This is Insanity here on the Website Music Station, Z Radio Live.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.